Hello and welcome to the Just Interesting Podcast 2024. In this episode, we shall be regaling you with the knowledge, the secret knowledge that forecasts the future. We'll be looking at psychic predictions for 2024. It's now an annual tradition where I, Robin, and my good friends Martin and Alex review past predictions from the previous year and see if they came true, and then look at predictions for the future year and, well, comment on whether we think they will come true. But before we do that, we'll be responding to comments that you lovely people have made on previous episodes of the podcast, and we shall be revealing a riddle and the answer to said riddle at the end of the episode. But before I read out the riddle, gentlemen, I would like to know how you both are at the beginning of this most fortuitous of years. Martin, how's it going?
Yeah, no, pretty good. Excited. It's a new year. I mean, I don't intend to make resolutions, but it does feel like a bit of a new start, you know?
I was like, most interesting man in the world, beginning. I don't tend to make resolutions, but when I do...
pretty good. No, but 2023 was difficult for a number of reasons. So, you know, excited about 2024 and what it brings. But yeah, ultimately, good Christmas, chilled out, apart from to do a bit of work, but you know, we brush over that. Yeah. But otherwise, pretty good, feeling good. Yeah, how about you guys?
So, Martin, do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2024? Or are you just saying that you are perfect and there is nothing that you can do to improve yourself?
I don't tend to make them. I'm one of these people that feels like if you make your New Year's resolution in January, you're bound to fall off the wagon. So you wait until March, and by that time you've forgotten about the resolution, and so you don't make it at all.
Fair point.
Else is failing, you go, I'm still going with my New Year's resolution. They're going, you're still going. It's been 2 months. It must be a record. You go, yeah. Not telling them that actually you started 2 days ago. Yeah. It's a perfect plan.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, I mean, I do agree that is what happens, because my New Year's resolution, which I announced in last year's episode, was to eat less human flesh. And yeah, as you say, I completely fell off the wagon in March. Sorry.
So, gentlemen, do you want to know what today's riddle is?
Well, the answer?
No, the riddle. I'll tell you the answer too, but not until I've read the riddle, obviously.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Kim Man. Well, I thought I'd try to find a riddle that fit the theme of today's episode about psychic predictions. But I couldn't, so this is the one we've got, which has nothing to do with it. Riddle me this. The person who makes it has no need of it. The person who buys it has no use for it. The person who uses it doesn't know. What is it?
Okay, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to use my psychic abilities to read the future and see what the answer is. So I know it before you reveal it by the end of the episode. But just in case that doesn't work, could you read it one more time, please, Rob?
Absolutely, of course. The person who makes it has no need of it. The person who buys it has no use for it. The person who uses it doesn't know. What is it?
Okay.
The person who uses it doesn't know. What?
They don't know. They just don't know. Okay.
Fair enough.
Right.
Lovely. So that's lovely stuff. Yeah, okay.
Tricky one. And hopefully we haven't had it before. That'll be the other test.
Someone in the comments will point out that we've definitely used that one before.
I'm going to be doing this little thing for less than a year. We're already recycling them. Oh, dear. But gentlemen, I'll be reading the answer to that at the end of the episode. But while we're on the topic of predictions, quick fire, what do you predict for 2024?
Oh, predictions for 2024. Okay. Yep. The first thing that came to mind was that we'll have a prominent royal death, but it won't be Prince Charles.
Ooh. Oh, okay. That's good. That's good.
Dark.
Well, I've gone for... the reason why I think people keep talking about like Nostradamus and Baba Vanga is they said really broad, random things that can be interpreted. So what I would like to capture a bit of their market share, you know. So I want people to think about things that I've said in 100 years time. So I've gone for something incredibly vague.
Next week in the Sun.
Or Daily Express. Incredibly vague, and you can interpret what you want into. So here's my prediction for 2024. The rivers will run green with the waters of life, and a flightless bird will fly once more. So there you go. Do with that what you will.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, Alex. I think
Thank you.
I think that's going to be meaningful on so many levels. It's just, yeah, covers everything, really. The entirety of the year covered by that.
When there's a fantastic green river in 2024, you're going to be eating these words.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What about you, Robin? Anything come to mind?
No, not really. No. I'll have a think.
No.
No, not really. Well, no, not really.
Before we go any further, I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody, not only who's listening to this episode right now, whether on a podcast platform of your choice or on YouTube where you can watch us, you know, pretty faces talking at each other, but everyone who supports us on Patreon and our YouTube members. And Alex, I think you want to particularly say thank you to a few people.
There's a few extra special people, our major league Patreon supporters, that I'd just like to say a quick thank you to. So thank you, Cindy Hafner, James, Rashad Najjar, Caleb Wilkerson, Kurt Jones, John Baker, Henny Ruffle, The Super Show Podcast, Nicholas Dill, Emmett Tapia, Ahmed, Peaswad, Josh Chomatek, A Filthy Casual, and Simon Workman. Thank you all so, so much for your continued support. And we wish you all the best in 2024. I have nothing indeed but good predictions for you guys.
But we can't be more specific.
Yeah, we can. But if you're wondering what you can get by supporting us, either as a YouTube member or on Patreon, you get access to our weekly A Little More Interestings, which we'll record at the same time as we record these big episodes. And you just get that little bit extra treat. And now there's over 100 of those A Little More Interestings. Mm. And you'll get previews of our non-podcast content. It'll go up early for a few people to see ahead of time, and maybe some behind-the-scenes tidbits and sneak peeks of stuff that we're working on. So thank you all so much for supporting us.
And I believe, Robin, sometimes you share a sneaky peek at your OnlyFans account on that. On Patreon as well.
I do indeed.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You can get discount if you support us on Patreon to Robin's OnlyFans.
It's audio only, but very sexy. So...
Is it even worse?
This is crossing. This is bordering on false advertisement.
Yeah, I should refute this. I should definitely explicitly refute. This is not a thing, by the way, for everyone listening and watching. It's not a thing, and I don't think it ever will be.
There we go.
Don't think. So you're saying there's a chance? Don't think. Offer. But...
Moving on. I want to know if there are any comments from recent times that you'd like to respond to.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, there are. I've got one from Amy Licious, who says, a few months ago, one of you, I think it was me, was drinking Tim Meadow Trappist beer.
That does sound a lot like you, Martin.
Does sound quite, it probably was me, wasn't it?
That was probably you.
I commented at the time that the monastery where it's made up the road from where I live, they've recently been bringing a new bitter called Quintus. I've not had a chance to try it yet, but I'll let you know how it is. Yeah, nice. Let's talk about it. That sounds good. I did see that they were also, this is really boring for anyone who's not in the vicinity of Leicester, which no one knows about craft beer. It's not craft beer, really, is it? I guess it's the opposite in some ways. But they have their standard dark beer, but they also bring a blonde as well as the bitter. So they only had one beer before, now they got three. Aren't we spoilt? Anyway, yeah, no, I'll be trying it. Sounds good. Sounds good.
I have a question.
We have to do a beer tasting session on the channel.
Is this new beer called Quintus because it's their fifth beer, or is there something else? What's the story behind it? Let us know.
No, it's either their second or their third. So I don't know. Mm. I'm sure they'll have it written down somewhere.
There must be a story behind the name.
Yes. Yeah. I can probably find it by the end of when one of you guys has done your fact. But anyway, no, thanks for getting in touch. And we'll do a Tint Meadow session on the channel.
Yeah. Alex, have you got any comments?
Yes, I've got a comment from Leash Canada, who's been a long time listener. And they say, thank you for remembering me. You guys rock. I think we might have responded to one of her comments in the not too distant past. And she says, also, can I say that Martin doesn't look like Daniel Radcliffe? Because someone else commented, for anyone not listening, this might make no sense, but someone commented saying Martin resembled Daniel Radcliffe, and it's been a long running issue on the channel ever since. But she says maybe the person was thinking of Alex instead. Have you guys ever watched Daniel Radcliffe's Swiss Army Man film? I'm guessing at least one of you have. Have you seen it, Martin?
I haven't seen it, Robin.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's quite good.
Oh, good. Phew.
Yeah. Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe, I feel like he's pursued deliberately weird projects for a while now, and it's been good. He's been, I quite like him, his career.
Do you think he's trying to shake off the kind of Harry Potter?
Oh, 100%.
That's, right. That's attached to
either
him.
Either that, or he's trying to convince people he's actually Martin. Every film he's made, he's played a character called Martin. That's been his character's name in every single movie. Weird.
Oh, really? Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
I know.
That's odd.
There we go.
I mean, I don't know enough about his projects to refute it, but that doesn't seem right to me. That doesn't sound right.
He's like, I'm only going to be in this film if my name is Martin. That's it.
That can't be true.
And the director's like, we can't change the character's name. We can't. It's so important to the character that they're called Charlie. No, it's going to be Martin.
It can't be true, but that's the thing with the Just Interesting podcast. We don't fact check here, so
it's true.
So we're just going to live with that. That is true.
Just take each
all
other
of
on
Daniel
trust.
Radcliffe's roles since Harry Potter, he's been called Martin.
I mean, to be fair, the rest of this episode, in terms of factual basis, we won't know until 2025. So
no fact checking, possible, really.
Well, I mean, I think you can pretty much, you know, expect that Nostradamus knows what he's doing. He's been, people have been listening to his advice for nearly 500 years.
He is an expert. We shouldn't, spoilers for what we're going to talk about ahead. And before we get onto that, though, I've got a comment from Aaron Lee, 9559, on the video I made about Is Walt Disney Frozen? On our new second channel, Uncovered. Go over there and have a look. It's where all our video essays and documentaries will be going up in the future. And Aaron Lee 9559 says, Waltzicle. Which
nice.
Just amused me. I thought that was a nice one. It's quite nice. I'm surprised they don't sell those in Disneyland or Disney World.
Really? I'm not.
I feel like they should.
Now with real Walt juice.
I think they want to avoid that comparison as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
I do like the theory, though, that they named the movie Frozen that name just to detract from the Google searches.
Yeah.
So anytime anyone Googles Disney Frozen, that's what comes up instead of the Walt
it's
Disney.
That's a good idea.
Very theory. Clever, I think. The kind of clever
conspiracy
thing
theories
that the
within conspiracy
does.
Theories. Yeah.
what would an alternative name for that film be? A snow story.
Ice.
Freezing.
Nailed it.
Well, based on the.
They're writing it down as we speak.
Based on the Snow Queen, isn't it? By Hans Christian
Ice Princess.
So they call it that. Yeah, something like that.
Iced.
Two girls, one icicle. Would that?
That's it.
Would that work? Could we do that?
I'll do that, Robin.
Make it happen. Make it happen, Daniel Radcliffe.
Anyway,
as long as the character's called Martin, then
he's on board. He's on board.
It's approved.
Good. Is there any Disney character called Martin? Now that I think about it,
I'm not sure
there is, because obviously there's Robin Hood in the fox in the animated film. I'm pretty sure there's an Alexander in one of the. Is one of the cats called Alexander and Aristocats? We're going to have to check this. This is essential stuff, folks.
Here we go.
Let's put the podcast on hold and let's do this.
Yes. Here we go. Okay. So, not in any animated sense. Well, I don't know. The Parent Trap, Martin is the butler in the 1998 remake. There's Marty in Pirates of the Caribbean, a pirate aboard the Black Pearl. There's Martin in Once Upon a Time. I don't even know that one. What's Once Upon a
That's
Time?
That's a TV show, isn't it?
Was it? There's Martin, who's in my favourite Martian. And then we're getting on to Marty's after that, which I don't think really count.
Would you go by Marty Martin?
Would I go by Marty?
Yeah, would you accept that?
No, I don't. I just started calling
you Marty.
No. And you can if you want. Yeah. You can say what you
want.
Like.
Let me know in the... Let us know in the comments if you want Martin to start being, if you want to start calling Martin
Marty
for 2024. We could get that off the ground.
Okay, crossover. Martin from my favourite Martian, by the looks of it, is Doc from...
Oh, Christopher Lloyd. Yeah.
It's Christopher Lloyd. So, there we go. Crossover.
What?
Marty. Nice. Martin.
Oh, I see. Martin McFly. Yeah. Clever.
Benjamin Marty.
Very clever.
Martin McFly.
There's a link.
Yeah.
There we go.
Always a link.
For the record, there is an animated Disney character called Alex in The Little Mermaid 2. So
yes, get
classic. In. Nailed.
You're a star.
So here we are, folks.
It was me.
So yes. here's our prediction, or here's my prediction for 2024. An animated Disney film will be released with a character called Martin in it. That's my prediction.
Oh, no chance.
It's a complete called, trinity.
Called a Disney character, Martin.
Such
a terrible name for a Disney character.
No, it's not. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I always used to say it's a 40-year-old electrician's name, but 40 is getting ever closer. So now it's like 55.
Yeah. Well, it ages with you, doesn't it? The estimations. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, are you ready to discuss predictions by psychics?
Oh, yes.
Definitely. Yes.
Lovely stuff. ...2024 psychic predictions. I'm excited. I'm very excited for this. But I thought before we delve into the deep meat that is predictions for the year ahead, let's just
deep meat.
Take a moment to reflect on the slightly stale meat that is last year's predictions.
Deep meat.
Sometime.
Delve into deep meat.
It's a tough art. Doing this has made me respect TV presenters so much more than I used to. It's actually quite difficult.
That was wonderful. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Okay, yes.
What is it? There's that great newsreader clip. Can't remember from years ago when there's that American news anchor who goes, check your panties. And they meant to say, check your pantries because there's a food shortage coming up or something.
Oh, no.
He just misreads the alter game. It's like, check your panties.
Anyway. Yeah, classic boom, boom, boom goes the dialogue, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Anyway, cool. So I went back and listened, and I don't know if either of you did. I went back and listened to the predictions that we discussed in last year's episode for 2023, and I made a note of the key points. So feel free to chime in. But I thought we'd start with Baba Vanga, classic, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who made some very specific and quite startling predictions for 2023. And I wonder if either of you consider any of these predictions to have come true. So I'll just quickly go through them. First prediction was darkness will cover the earth.
Nighttime, done. Yeah, one, yeah. Tick.
Okay, Martin's
yeah, good. Was there a solar eclipse in 2023? There's one in 2024, isn't there? Like a big solar eclipse.
I think there might be. There was a partial eclipse, I think, but it might have been a lunar one rather than a solar one. I can't remember now.
Interesting.
But
solar eclipse.
Yeah. But isn't there an eclipse most?
I mean, you could say darkness in the sense of like just sadness, like bad things happening, war and terror.
Yeah. But then I feel so we might notch that one up as a correct one. That's a positive tally in the Baba Vanga chart, perhaps. Was there an eclipse, Martin?
A bit of low-hanging fruit. But
there was, but there's a couple every year, so...
Oh, there you go, yeah. Okay. Second one. Actually, no, I'll skip ahead to her third prediction, was lab-grown babies would become a fad.
A fad?
Yeah.
It's quite a modern word for Baba Vanga to be using.
Well, it was translated. Oh, in translation. Yeah. She wasn't speaking
fad.
English. I did look this up, actually, and... in August 2023, scientists started talking about lab-grown babies in a process called in vitro gametogenesis, which is about creating eggs and sperm in the lab. But there was not actually any kind of progress. California, a startup company in California and some Japanese scientists started... kickstarted the process of doing lab-grown babies as a business thing. So I don't think...
It's always a startup in California, isn't
it?
It's doing the weirdest the weirdest stuff that is definitely going to be like the feature of a horror film or something.
Yeah. I don't think that counts, though. I don't think her prediction was really true there. She was out by at least a year, let's say. And her final and possibly least consequential prediction was there would be an alien invasion.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you've been keeping the news on Miami recently, I mean, that's been this year, but...
What?
You in the Miami Mall? The aliens turning up at the Miami Mall?
I did not see
I don't. I haven't seen this.
What?
Miami Mall aliens?
What are you talking about?
People are like, because there's like a whole load of police cars went to this mall. I hadn't heard about this. No. Went to this mall in Miami because apparently there was like some, I don't know, like a shootout or something, like some kids fighting each other or shooting. There's hundreds and hundreds of police cars. There's footage. Look it up. There's footage of hundreds and hundreds of police cars arriving. But then rumors went around that there were these like 15-foot aliens walking around.
Okay.
And it like spread on, wow, on social, okay, media.
Right, right. Okay.
You missed the Miami Mall aliens.
We
that
did,
kind,
yes,
of slipped.
That one
slipped under the net.
Yeah,
I'll be,
I don't,
honest,
know how that got by us, but
it was only like 2 days ago. So, or maybe three, 4 days ago.
I was busy 2 days ago. There you go. That's why. I was in a mall in California getting my lab grown baby. That's what I was doing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's a fad, though, Robin. It'll pass.
It's a fad.
Tell that to the 30-year-old in 30 years' time.
Babies are boring.
just a fair. Okay. So I'm going to be bold here, and despite what Martin has just revealed to us, which is quite startling, I'm going to say she was wrong on the alien invasion.
We just don't, yeah, know about it yet.
True.
They did invade, and they're hiding among us.
We just don't know, do we?
Of course, there's always a possibility that we're actually not in 2024, but we're in 1724.
That's true.
You know, maybe we haven't got there yet. So,
yeah. So it was always a good one to fall back on.
Yeah.
When it doesn't happen. Yeah. Yeah.
So, moving on to Nostradamus, the other big name that maybe will come up today if Alex had a subtle hint earlier. Nostradamus predicted a failing economy in which honey will cost the same as candle wax, and people would revert to cannibalism.
That was it. That was the one, yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, I believe it was like he predicted cannibalism, and the cost of honey or whatever, or the cost of living crisis was the only rational thing we could conclude from it. But I am interested. Has cannibalism been on the rise this year?
I don't think so. It hasn't been in the news, at least.
Don't really want to Google it.
Nostradamus. But, I mean, based on what he said, yeah, I mean, it could have been a metaphor for... He said something like, turn on his fellow man.
Yeah, devour each other or something. Yeah.
Devour them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It could have been metaphorical.
It could be literal.
Yeah.
But it could be more of a metaphor for everyone being a bit more selfish in a cost of living crisis or something.
That's true.
Which I guess could be.
It depends whether you think Nostradamus was more Tennyson or Garth Marenghi. Subtext is for losers.
Nostradamus is one of the few people that has written more books than he's read. So.
Oh, dear. Yeah, you're right. Maybe it was a metaphor, because I do feel like people have been at each other's throats generally. I mean, for a while now, to be fair, not just 2023. But I felt like last year was not a great year for unity across society, was it?
No.
Yeah, yeah. No. I'd agree with that, for sure.
It's been poor for a while, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But yes, not a great one.
Well done, Nostradamus. Great one. Thanks.
Well, he also predicted...
the box.
And this one actually... I think we all poo-pooed it at the time, but unexpectedly, he predicted 7 months of great war. Now
that's a bit spooky.
Why is a great war? But what happened in October? I feel like
7 months.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Hasn't quite been 7 months.
No, but if it turns out to be 7 months, that could count. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're referring to the Israel-Gaza situation.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other wars going on. I feel like
there
that.
Is
that's
also
probably
another big war happening, obviously. Yeah. That's still happening, sadly.
He knows there's always wars, though, doesn't he? Yeah. He's factored this in.
Someone will always be fighting.
Cheeky
someone.
Thing. Yeah.
He was thinking back in 1555. He was like, no, 2023, I know that Russia and Ukraine are still fighting. Not referencing that one. I'm talking about a different war this time. this is a different one. Okay. Guys.
True. Yeah.
He also predicted, on a more celestial level, heavenly fire when the lights of Mars go out.
Oh, nuts. I believe in last year's episode, we talked about the possibility that maybe this could be, you know, Elon Musk's dream of going to Mars. could be that shattering into a million pieces. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not a problem with Mars's lights going out, but a problem with our dreams or Elon Musk's dreams of going to Mars going out. And he did launch the rocket a couple of times that blew up this year, but I mean, it's still very much... He hasn't given up on it. Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he this year. Who knows?
So a few other things on his plate at the moment, isn't he? But
yeah.
Yes. Mm.
I did find something else that maybe could be what Nostradamus is talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
And it hit the headlines for those of us who are keeping our fingers on the pulse of society. 30 Seconds to Mars reunited for their first live concert in four years. And it went really badly.
Okay.
So maybe...
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe Nostradamus was talking about Jared Leto and his musical career just taking a bit of a bump.
Maybe. Maybe.
I think that's way more believable, in fairness. Yeah.
You gotta read between the lines sometimes. And, you know, he couldn't be so specific as 30 seconds to Mars. But, you know, the lights of Mars, clearly that's Jared Leto and his... brother, isn't that right?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, so, no, that's it. That's definitely it.
No. Yeah, just yeah, put it in your tea.
It's an interpretation.
Let it brew.
That's the thing. It's all up to interpretation.
And then our final psychic that I think Martin, you discussed this person, Craig Hamilton Parker, who
it's always the wild card
Craig.
Ones.
It is.
I'm gonna chuck him to the mix.
Now, to be honest, Craig Hamilton Parker had a
THP.
A shotgun approach, yeah, CHP.
Yeah, we call him Chip, yeah.
he had a lot of predictions and, you know, and they were mostly focused on Britain. But to be fair, some interesting ones that may kind of have come true. So ones that definitely didn't come true was, his first prediction was that King Charles III would keep Australia on board as an ally, which technically true... But I don't think there was much danger of that not happening.
No.
So, you know, he predicted that Prince Andrew might attempt suicide after having a nervous breakdown, which I mean, we don't know if that's the case.
As far as we know, not.
I mean, maybe he was just slightly off because, I mean, Prince Andrew's been having a pretty terrible week in the news so far.
True.
Hasn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
All the Epstein files and stuff coming out.
I was a bit annoyed how they
framed it. Not that I'm feeling any sort of sympathy for him.
yeah, it's crazy. They said, like, Nightmare Fortnite for Prince Andrew. It's like, what do you mean Nightmare Fortnite for Prince Andrew? That's not the story here.
The story, yeah.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, Martin. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
He also predicted there'll be a general election in the UK that would go badly for the Tories. Hasn't happened.
No.
Hasn't been.
That's pretty
yet.
Specific. And he missed that one.
He predicted Taiwan and China would go to war.
Again, you're wrong. You're wrong there.
And there'd be a revolution in China, which didn't happen.
Mm.
No,
it's interesting because they're very specific. These
very specific.
Don't leave much to the imagination. They're very specific.
But he did predict something that I think if you put a slightly different spin on it, kind of did come true. So he predicted that the Stone of Scone, which is the Stone of Destiny in Scotland, would be stolen in protest. And he believed this, Martin, you said, because he had had a vision of a red-faced Nicola Sturgeon.
Ooh.
Now, at the time, I believe Nicola Sturgeon was still the First Minister of Scotland.
I see. Yeah.
But she soon resigned unexpectedly ahead of a big financial scandal, which has been deeply embarrassing because it involved her husband herself.
Yeah.
Red-faced Nicola Sturgeon. So he got the cause, or rather he may have misinterpreted his vision of Nicola Sturgeon. But what's interesting about the Stone of Scone is that it has been in the news this past week that in one of the Scottish Nationalist Party's like cupboard of goodies, they found a fragment from the Stone of Scone, which was given to Alex Salmond, the former leader of the SNP, many years ago, I think in 2008. And now there's kind of egg on the face of the SNP for having a fragment of the Stone of Scone in their possession when they should have restored it to the stone
they
itself.
They stole it.
Yeah. So
that is odd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's quite weirdly
kind of cool.
Yeah, so maybe there's something there. And then I think this definitely counts for something, and we should probably give him points for this, but that's my personal opinion. He also predicted that there would be aggression between Israel and Iran will lead to war.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And of course, there's a big theory that Iran supported Hamas and motivated them or told them to do what they did to Israel last October, which has obviously led to war. So I think that's pretty good. His going rate currently is 1.5 out of 10, I think, which is not so bad, you know, as psychic predictions go.
Better than zero.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. We missed the most important prediction from last year, though.
Do we? Oh, of course.
And that was Martin's prediction that a cured meat recall along with salad packs would happen in 2023.
Yeah, you're
completely right. Yeah.
Big time.
And because Martin is himself a prophet, but a prophet exclusively to do with cured meats and salad bags.
The most important types.
I don't know why you focused on those, but you were spot on, Martin.
You
were indeed.
You. Yeah.
Was there an Aldi recall of cured meats?
In July 23, Aldi recalled salami in particular. And I think, Martin, you specified salami.
It was
salami, it was definitely salami in my vision. Yeah.
So, yeah. And then what was the other one? So, the salad. Was that recalled as well?
Salad. Specifically, I think it was, I can't remember, the vision was kind of maybe a watercress, potentially. But, you know, I'm not going to lose points for that, I don't think.
That's very honest of you.
We did Google it, and there definitely was, 20-plus bagged salad lettuces and salad kits have been recalled in April 2023. So
There you go.
Thank you, yeah.
Martin did it.
That's two for two.
If any newspapers want to get in touch and run the story, then we're a little bit late, but,
So I think the year before that, Alex accurately predicted war in Ukraine, and now Martin's predicted accurately salad and salami being recalled. So
similar levels of
accuracy, that's for sure, if not severity. So I guess it's my turn. So my prediction of a Disney animated movie having a character called Martin in it has to come true this year. I think that's it. I think we've nailed it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
You get to November and you're threatening the executives.
Release it! Release it now!
Yeah. We don't have time, Release Robin. It can be a short.
Release the Robin cut. All the characters are just called Martin.
All of them. It's just badly dubbed. Every time they yell each other's names, you just hear my voice going, Martin! Regardless of who they are. Oh, dear. Right, so from 2023 to 2024... gentlemen, Martin, which prophet have you chosen to?
I've gone for everyone's favourite, Baba Vanga, and I want to on a little bit of a warning on this.
Yeah,
and that is that with Baba Vanga, and I think it's the same every year. There's all these Baba Vanga predictions, but it's almost impossible to find where the source is. Like, it says Baba Vanga, but it says, Baba Vanga's 2024, 2025, you know, all the predictions. Yeah. But they tend to come out in these articles. I'm not discrediting Baba Vanga, absolute legend of the psychic world, but let's take it with a pinch of salt. This could be made up by whoever's written the story. Anyway.
But Martin, you'd never discredit the accredited news organizations that you've taken this the source from. I am sure that the Mail on Sunday knows and they've put their top investigative journalists case to find these Baba Vanga sources.
And of course, to always provide their sources. Always do, of course. Right, so I'll just go through some of these. There's a few, so I'll be fairly quick fire, but you tell me what you think the likelihood is that Baba Vanga's correct on these as well. So the first one is an assassination attempt on Vladimir Putin.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fairly likely. What about if it's... I could see it being a false flag assassination attempt as well.
Oh, because
it's an election year.
Oh, no.
Quote-unquote election year.
Well, you might be right there, Alex, because it says not by an international agent, but by someone from his own country.
Ooh.
That's the good bit of a validation. Okay, cool. So it's possible, isn't it? I mean, I imagine that there's a fair few attempts in his life, whether they're recorded or not. The next one, terrorist attacks on Europe.
Okay.
I think it's fairly likely, isn't it? Fairly likely. In fact, was the Czech Republic, was that in January? No, it was just before Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was just still in 2023, that was, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. It's quite a broad spectrum as well for terrorist attacks. Right, major economic crisis.
Oh, come on.
I mean, this was Baba Vanga way back when.
Fair enough. What? Fair enough, yeah, fair enough.
So, she apparently envisaged a number of different factors. Rising debt levels, increasing geopolitical tensions, and economic power shifting from the West to the East.
Well, that's a long-term power trend that has been ongoing. So, yeah, mm-hmm. She's not wrong there. And isn't there an impending banking collapse, as in that's overdue? There's a bunch
of... there's always an impending banking collapse.
But I feel like it was reaching a crescendo and the pandemic accelerated it. And so people were expecting it to happen in 2022 and it still hasn't quite happened. And in America, there was that bank in California, was it, that collapsed? That elite bank, you know, for all the software, Silicon Valley billionaires had their money there and it collapsed last year. So she may be onto something because that could trigger... worldwide banking collapse because of all the banks that are invested in each other and the way they all kind of become a house of cards. So,
okay,
she could be onto something.
That could happen. Yeah,
interesting.
But, I mean, I've heard that. I was reading an article the other day that whereas at one point China was like on the verge of like projected to take over from the West and like be the world's largest economy, it might fall short now because they've got like a massive housing crisis.
Oh yeah, it's mad. Like a massive ghost towns
debt crisis.
Really?
Like massive empty cities and stuff.
It was mad, wasn't it? Because they were building lots of basically real estate, weren't they? But way too much for the population.
Which is impressive, given there's nearly 2 billion of them. That's
and then everyone was investing in these real estate companies, which was then, of course, pushing the stock price up higher and higher. But then there's nothing to show for it. It's just a lot of empty lots.
Yeah, and also coupled with the fact that more and more manufacturing seems to be moving to other countries elsewhere, whereas like China at one point was the country that made everything. The US has kind of made a lot more products in Mexico and Canada, I think. And not obviously like a lot still does come from China, but I think that,
yeah,
I don't know, they were at one point projected to be like the leading world
economy.
Yeah,
and they bought all that American debt, didn't they, back in the late noughties?
Yeah.
Yeah. After the recession. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I remember
interesting,
that.
Interesting, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. The next one, and this one is quite interesting, is about there being a tech revolution. And I think
AI.
Well, it's an ongoing, AI is definitely an ongoing trend that's been going around for quite a few years, but I'd say that probably last year it was definite buzzword of the internet, wasn't it?
AI. Yeah.
Maybe the last 2 years. Vangus foresaw a major breakthrough in the realm which harnesses the laws of quantum mechanics to solve problems that are too complex for classical computers.
Show me the bit, Martin. Show me the bit where Baba Vanga mentions quantum computers. I want to see the passage that she...
It literally translates as tiny, tiny computers.
I'll give you £1 million if you can show me... If I had £1 million, I'd give you £1 million if you can show me the bit where Baba Vanga wrote about quantum computing.
No, but she knew... She predicted quantum computing as well. Okay, this will bring about an unprecedented technological revolution which will touch all areas of life, from healthcare to cybersecurity. She mentioned cybersecurity too, apparently. And hey, yeah, okay, fine, right, done. A surge in cyber attacks. She was thinking.
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I assume the general trend is that they're on the upwards trajectory for the number of cyber attacks each year, right?
I imagine so, but she's quite specific, apparently.
It's an election year, though, so I could see that.
I mean,
because
there'll
be a lot of like election hacking and things like that.
And it could be a double election year if the UK has theirs in 2024 as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Russia loves to interfere in UK and US elections. So, yeah, you're right.
Good point.
There actually being a surge, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there could be. But they won't be small attacks. They won't be under the radar. They'll be fully blown onslaughts on critical infrastructure, including power grids and water treatment facilities. So a little bit more specific with that one.
It's going to be a fire sale.
Was it last? Didn't we have that last year with the NHS? Didn't the NHS go?
Was that last year or was that a couple of years
ago? Was it last year or a couple of years ago?
I think it was before the pandemic, wasn't it? The ransomware attack, wasn't it? I mean, they may have had another one, to be fair.
Everything's just merging together now. I've lost track of years. It's all,
British Library had a cyber attack, didn't it, just before Christmas? National institution completely destroyed the fabric of our society. That cyber attack, really, really powerful stuff.
Bastards. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, damn it.
But then we're ending with a positive one. And Baba says that there'll be a big medical breakthrough. And she predicts, supposedly, that humanity would shackle cancer with iron chains. And 2024 might be the year that this happens. So,
Interesting.
That would be good.
Is that a clue to how they'll achieve it? Like, it's going to be iron supplements or something to battle cancer? Maybe.
That was all you needed this whole time.
That was it.
Iron supplements.
Yes.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Well, I hope that's true. That would be nice.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'm hopeful. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's a few issues with Baba Vanga. Let's be honest. So, I mean,
there's no way to speak of the dead, Martin. That's a bit harsh.
It's been translated from various languages, and the original source is almost impossible to find. But it's still fun to think about what this little old blind lady predicted for the rest of humanity, the rest of time.
She's got like some pretty strong credentials, though. Didn't she predict 9/11? And talk about kind of talking about planes smashing into buildings and stuff before it happened.
A bit of history, maybe. A bit of history.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, interesting stuff. It's always compelling to hear what Baba Vanga has to say. I look forward to every
of
year.
Of those predictions, which one would you like the most to be true? Whether for entertainment or... Oh, okay. All right. Fine. Yeah. Sorted.
Closely followed by a surge in cyber attacks.
Robin, do you have a preference?
Well, obviously the technological revolution. No, I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
No, cure for cancer, definitely cure for cancer. If that's what she's referring to, all she said was that we'd shackle cancer. I don't know what that means.
Yes,
you know. No, it's what does broad, that mean? Yeah. Some poor.
It doesn't commit to a cure.
No. I told her we shouldn't have called our son cancer. Now he's just in jail forever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, all of them are pretty dark, aren't they? Like assassination attempts, terrorist attacks, economic crisis. Like the only other good one that could potentially be good is the tech revolution and more uses for AI. But all the others are just like rubbish. Yeah. They're terrible things.
Maybe it's all linked. It's like, I have a huge announcement to make. It's a technological revolution. What is it? I have created a self-aware AI cyber attacker.
Why
did you do that? Why? Anyway, Alex, who have you got? Which psychics have you got?
Well, I mean, I feel like I've hinted at it several times already. But it's the boy, it's the big one, the big dog himself. It's Nostradamus. We've got to hear from Nostradamus on 2024.
Noddy. Good old Noddy.
Noddy.
He's at this point the unofficial fourth member of the podcast, I think, is Nostradamus. But yeah, in his 1555 text, Les Prophéties.
Prophéties.
Did I do it better this year, Robin?
You were so close. So close.
Yes. He wrote, "The dry earth will become more parched, and there will be great floods."
Wait a minute. What?
Which is
that's not. Which? Sorry.
Sad.
Isn't that a contradiction? That makes no sense.
No, well, no, but that's what people who deny climate change say, Robin.
Oh, Robin.
What do you mean there's going to be less floods?
Think it's a contradiction, but you got to think about it. Read between the lines. Right. What's he going for? He added that 2024, because obviously he mentioned 2024, would also see a very great famine through pestiferous wave. Hit with the pestiferous wave. And this is thought, maybe this is a deadly earthquake, possibly? We have already seen one this year in Japan. which is a very sad story, but it's potential that Nostradamus has already made one prediction come true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's thought that this could be related to either like an earthquake or maybe some sort of other climate catastrophe. I've just seen on the headline news that 2023 was the hottest year on record.
Yep.
So far.
Always room for improvement. Yeah.
But climate chaos has already begun with cases of wildfires, flooding and drought increasing across the globe in 2023.
Yep. Pretty bad floods in the UK.
Who knows?
At the moment, right now, there's... and it's not,
that's a great
the
point,
thing is, it's not localized. It seems to be everywhere there's flooding across the entire country. North, south, east, west, young, old, dogs, cats. It's just crazy.
So, yeah, climate catastrophe. And I have a sad feeling that he's going to be predicting this for several years, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just general climate bad stuff. And also, he predicts... like others have predicted, some royal turmoil this year.
Ooh, okay. Me and Nostradamus are on the same page.
And he says that the king of the Isles might be driven out by force. So it's possible that King Charles may be either abdicating, but like might be pressured to step down.
The king of the Isles. What were the people's king, Prince Harry, being forced out?
Well, there's a British author and someone who's a Nostradamus commentator called Mario Redding, who's he's analysed the works, so don't question his... But he thinks that this could lead to Harry replacing him on the throne.
Of
rather
course.
Than William, rather than William,
who cares
or any
about
of
the
children.
Line of succession? Just go straight for it.
Because,
because
there's one part of this thing, one part of Nostradamus's prediction that the person who replaces this king will have no mark of a king.
What?
They'll have no mark of a king, so they'll be like, so they're not like. Destined to be king or something. I don't know. I don't interpret it.
They'll
have
no
mark of a king.
It could be one of us.
It could be.
We could be the next king of the Isles.
It's going to be a Princess Diary situation for one of us this year. We're going to realize we've got some long lost ancestry somewhere.
No mark of a king. What about an old Return of the King's King quote? Like, I am no man. Is actually a woman. A queen.
Yeah, there you go. It's a queen.
I like
it. The mark of a king means a penis.
It's true. He's got it.
So who would that be then?
Meghan. Obviously.
I believe the staunch royalist would suddenly hate the monarchy, wouldn't they? as quickly as possible. Yeah, I don't know actually who would be closest to the throne.
We should, Charlotte.
Because I can't.
Of
I guess
the women,
actually,
Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah.
Little baby Charlotte.
Well, fair enough.
An infant monarch, that'd be fun. That'd be cute.
It's always gone well in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. What are you talking about, Martin? 100% track record.
I should tell you a fact. Every infant monarch has ended up dead.
What?
Eventually,
no.
Yes.
No way.
I mean, that's not undeniable. Undeniable.
Yeah. The fact, okay?
Hard, brutal fact.
Every single one.
Yeah. Is it or isn't it a fact? That's what I'm saying.
Undeniable. It's true. Mm-hmm. Can't fault the man. He's right.
So, so along with a replacement monarchy, or a replacement royal, sitting on the throne, we'll also this year potentially have a new pope, according to Nostradamus.
No.
How old's Popey? Yeah.
That's a good point. He is getting on a bit.
He's currently in his mid-80s, and in recent times he suffered a few health problems recently.
Okay.
And one passage reads, "Through the death of a very old pontiff, a Roman of good age will be elected. Of him it will be said... that he weakens his see, but long will he sit and in biting activity. I don't know what he's going for there, but
interesting.
He's a biter, this one.
So it's going to be in Italian, is that what he's saying?
A Roman of good age, yeah. Specifically someone from Rome, I guess.
Interesting. Oh, I'm not ready for
a bit close to home.
Interesting choice. Pope Francis calls for a global ban on surrogacy. Unusual hill to die on, but okay.
There's a lot going on at the moment, and it's good that he's identified the key area to focus on. So
Okay.
he's got to keep the. He said something fairly progressive the other week, so now he's got to balance it out with something.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah.
And those were the main ones, aside from like World War III. Those were the main ones.
Classic. No biscuits involved this year.
No biscuits this
year. No biscuits from Rostagamas.
That's a shame. Well, I don't know.
But
So
this is interesting. He did predict the beginning of World War of a third World War 79 years after the end of the second one.
Oh, wait a second.
Which, Do the math. It's 2024, Robin.
Is it? Really? 45 to... Yeah. Right.
And what do you think about the World War III in 2024? Because, I mean, I could sadly see things spiraling a little bit. Also, but, like, I was also thinking, if enough countries, like, are giving weapons and resources to like both Russia and Ukraine. Does it just turn into a world war? It's a proxy war, but everyone's got a stake in it.
I think it was back in the noughties, but it could have been the very early 2010s. There's that popular historian, Niall Ferguson, he's Scottish. A lot of his stuff is just rubbish, nationalistic jingoism, but he did make this interesting book and series about the World War, I think he called it. And he was arguing that throughout the 20th century, there was never a moment when countries weren't at war. And because of exactly what you just said, proxy wars and the interconnectedness of the globalized world and allies constantly supplying each other with weapons against their enemies, he meant that basically all these wars in the 20th century were connected to each other. And instead of having multiple wars, the world was just at one big war.
We just have these little flare-ups of absolute chaos, but generally we are all at war all the time.
Like a chronic skin disease, you get the occasional flare-up, the whole body gets red sometimes, and the rest of the time it's just a little bit here and there. All right, any more predictions from Nostradamus, Alex?
No, he was like, I'll predict World War III, I'll predict climate apocalypse, I'll predict a new king and a new pope. And then he was like, do you know, that's probably enough. So I think if all those things come to pass, then what an eventful year we shall have.
Just understating it slightly. 1939
to 1945, that's quite eventful, wasn't it? That Hitler chap, he caused a ruckus, didn't he?
Oh my gosh. Anyway, would you?
So those were the classics. Who's the wild card, Robin?
Who's the wild card? This year's wild card is none other than Brazilian psychic Athos Salome.
He's got a good psychic name.
He does. He's
Salome. Salome.
The branding
Salome. Salami.
Salami. Oh my
Salami
gosh.
Recall.
Well, you should know
everything's connected.
You should know that Athos is described as the living Nostradamus. So, pay attention.
Who's describing him as that? Is that him? Is that on his LinkedIn profile?
It's him. Yeah, he describes himself. He calls himself the living Nostradamus. So, yeah.
Okay.
Good start.
Apparently, has a good track record. He claims to have predicted the COVID pandemic. The invasion of Ukraine, the death of the Queen, and I'm reading his byline, by the way. He also predicted the World Cup final. That's the wording. So he didn't say he predicted who won, just predicted the World Cup final. So, you know, well done, Salome. Okay. Anyway, that's enough mocking. He has predicted some interesting interestingly specific things. He says that 2024 will be the year that aliens and humans make contact.
Interesting. Make contact.
Yeah. Okay. He says they'll communicate through encrypted signals intercepted by a network of telescopes.
Oh, wow. So he's really that specific
it. Quite specific.
Okay.
Fair
specific. Enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's one. Sticking with the theme of space, he claims that an asteroid abundant with rich materials will hit the Earth next year, but safely. And this will spark a new space race as countries fight to get their hands on it. I would like to challenge his use of the term space race if people are running to get an asteroid on the Earth. But
I was going to say,
not really sure. But that's what
I don't understand. No. What does he mean? It's abundant with materials, but it lands safely. It's not going to. It can't just land safely. What does that mean?
It can land without hurting anyone. Whether it will be anything left of it, it's a good question. I mean, what's the largest asteroid that's ever landed
on
the
Earth? If he's describing it as abundant with materials, yeah. I'd imagine it's quite big.
You'd think so.
If it's big enough to land and you can extract resources from it, then it's going to be...
Maybe
how can it land safely?
Maybe it'll land in the middle of Alaska. And it's like, it's fine. There's no one here. It's fine.
Right,
and then someone chimes up and says,
My
grandma Sarah lived here. There's no one here. It's fine. Asteroid killed no one. Anyway.
Okay.
You're right. Okay. I don't think... I can see plausible, because aren't scientists looking into trying to find ways to harvest minerals from asteroids? Or did we make that up? Maybe I had a dream about that.
No, asteroid mining is a thing that scientists are looking into.
Yeah.
They're generally in space already, the asteroids. They're not like landing on Earth.
But
maybe he meant like, maybe before it gets to Earth, they'll the space race is to harvest all the good stuff and then take it back to Earth, maybe.
Perhaps. That'd be cool. That sounds like a good premise for a film. I feel that's a good, that would be a cool thing. He also predicts...
Have I got the Bruce Willis film?
He predicts AI will awaken and become self-aware, leading the way to a machine-led rebellion. I don't know if the rebellion will take place this year, but...
He's hitting a lot of tropes.
The first bit. The thing is, the second bit is very specific, whereas the first can be interpreted as to how far along that path we've gone this year. So he could be right, but just from being incredibly broad, which is a good common theme.
I feel like the AI being self-aware, like that's reaching the singularity, right? That's quite specific.
But he doesn't say it will, though, does he? What was the phrasing?
The phrasing was, it will awaken and become self-aware.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I mean, one thing that I've seen predicted for 2024 in terms of, but like more in terms of like tech channels and stuff, I can't remember what the name of it is. It's not like general AI or anything like that, but it's like compound AI or something. So basically we've seen like text chatbots and stuff this year. Yeah. And like in previous years, like ChatGPT, and then you've got image-based ones like Midsommar. But, you know, did you see that that video that Google put out about Bard? And it was faked or like heavily enhanced, but it was like they showed a webcam, an image of something, and it could tell you what it was. And you could give it like some... I think they used an example where they gave it two different colored balls of yarn and then asked Google to... Oh, what could I make with this? And then it showed it some like things it could, you know, sew with that. Do you know what I mean? So it's about taking one medium and the AI can interpret it and turn it into something else.
Wow.
And output it in something else. So you can have like, So, I mean, that video was largely fake, but I think what it shows, maybe that's kind of what he's meaning. Would be way more, you can have a natural conversation with AI.
That's potentially
interesting.
It's like the next step, I guess, along what we've already seen.
I am spooked by how fast AI is developing and we've had this discussion before, but just how recklessly scientists seem to be pursuing it. It's just a classic case of, come on, Just take it slowly, build the safeguards, and then do it. Anyway, other predictions, and I think this will surprise you both. World War III. It's going to happen. Yes. Triggered by an event either in the South China Sea or a major cyber attack, leading to war between China and Russia.
China and Russia.
That'd be a curveball.
Yeah.
If China and Russia went to war, though, would that be a world war? Because what would Europe and the US
react
to that? Because I kind of imagine politically, a lot of Europe and the US would just be like, all right, let them get on with it.
Grab the popcorn, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I bet there's enough Russian sleeper agents in the American government and the British government that would probably get dragged in on one side or the other.
Yeah, true.
They feel like they need to do something.
Yeah, they own the Republicans and the Tory party, so whatever. But it would be...
That is an absolutely wild prediction, though.
Yeah.
That is pretty
crazy. Russia and China go to war.
But it is weird, though. It's something you don't consider much in the West, or I feel like we don't consider it much, like...
No.
What if these other countries, like in the Middle East, what if there's actually a genuinely big war between, say, Saudi Arabia and, Iran, like two huge nations just go at each other? It's like, what do we do? Just stand and watch, I guess. Not much we can do. So there's a couple more predictions, and they're not very cheerful, I'm afraid. Natural disasters will sweep the globe.
As they always do.
Three major flashpoints of pain in the Middle East and Africa: South Sudan, Somalia, and the Yemen.
All of those places have had pretty horrible situations, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't think he's stretching much, to be honest. I think this is just like,
yeah,
these are safe bets.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird how he's gone from like the first one. His first out the gate was aliens will make contact through encrypted telescope stuff.
And reels it back in.
Yeah.
It's almost like in between each one, he goes, but if that doesn't happen, then this will happen. But if that doesn't happen, when this one happens, it's like it becomes more and more kind of grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leads with the crazy one, grabs your attention, and it goes down to.
In the end, he's like, fine, I will eat this evening.
Yeah. There'll be some light drizzle at some point in the UK.
Oh, dear. So that's the headline predictions by Brazil's living Nostradamus.
There we go.
Athos Salome. So of those, fellas, which ones do you most want to happen? Tough choice.
Just because it would be a bit of a change of pace, the aliens one would be pretty cool.
Aliens would be fun.
That would be great, yeah.
Just to see what everyone's reaction to that would be.
Again, none of the others are particularly good, are they? Can you read just the headlines again of all of them?
It was aliens will make contact, an asteroid will safely land on the Earth and be abundant with materials.
That could be fun.
That'd be pretty good.
And spark some kind of space race. Goodness knows. World War III.
Not so good.
In East Asia, and then natural disasters across the world, and flashpoints of pain in the Middle East and Africa. So,
let's go for aliens and the asteroid. I think.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty fun.
Those would be cool anyway. Yeah,
maybe that's what the aliens would be contacting us about. Maybe there's a really rare element on the asteroid. And heads up, asteroid on its way.
Or maybe it lands towards like the border between Russia and China, and that's what they go to war over.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It'd be cool if it all tied together. That'd be that's the cool bit, not the war.
And what the rich, abundant materials are actually the key component for self-aware AI, a metallic mineral that that makes AI, a quantum computer, happen. I mean, I know quantum computers are already a thing, but you know what I mean. I'm not a scientist, fellas. Don't judge me.
I'm not science.
I'm not a doctor, but so those are the predictions for the future, 2024. As usual, bulk of them grim and rather scary, but a few nice ones, actually. And I feel like, unusually, quite a few nice ones.
More than there has been in previous years, right?
I like the aliens thing. I'm excited. I want some contact with aliens. I want a cure for cancer. And actually, Nostradamus.
I think the cure for cancer one's probably the best one. Yeah.
You have to keep yourself optimistic.
There wasn't. Nostradamus didn't have anything good to say this year, to be honest. I mean, depends on if you prefer Prince Harry over King Charles, I guess.
Very true.
Or if you hate Pope Francis.
Wow.
But World War III and climate catastrophes, probably not
many
good.
Many Catholics
do. You're a surrogate mother. You'd be cheering.
Exactly, yeah.
And on that,
because his replacement will be way more open-minded on the subject.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. You can bet. The next Pope will be so open-minded. Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Yes.
Well, happy 2024, fellas.
Indeed.
Yeah,
we made it.
We did. We did. We're still going after all this time. I hope. I'm looking forward to seeing what the year holds. And hopefully it'll be a good year for all of us. Yeah.
Indeed.
And for all of you listening to us at home, whether on a podcast platform of your choice or watching us on YouTube. And please do feel free to join us on YouTube for our live quizzes, which don't go up on the podcast platform, but just on YouTube. You can join us in the chat and take part in the quiz. Keep your own little scoreboard. At the moment, the scoreboard, I believe, the leaderboard is Alex and Martin tied on one victory each, and I have edged it with two victories. So come the season finale, I don't know how that's going to work, actually, season finale. Unless there are two people with the same top score, that'll be a bit... We'll either be fighting, I guess, for second place or first place, depending on who has tied. That's how it's going to work out.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And the winner receives the trophy that Martin has insisted will be sent out this year.
I honestly don't know who deserves that.
Isn't that right, Martin?
Who won? I don't know anymore. I've lost track.
Fine.
I've lost track. Anyway, would you like to know the answer to the riddle?
Oh, yes.
I would love to, Robin.
Well, first, though, Alex, did your psychic prediction, did it get it right?
I'll be honest, I immediately forgot.
Okay, I'll read it again. I'll read it again then. The person who makes it has no need of it. The person who buys it has no use for it. The person who uses it doesn't know. What is it? Are you getting the message from past Alex? Is it going into your head?
My brain just isn't working with that.
It is a coffin.
You would be correct. Spot on.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Because I'm pretty sure we've had it before.
Oh, nuts.
It does. I didn't want to say, but it did ring a bell. But yeah, no,
shall I pick another one?
We
could re-record it.
It's good. No one remembers these things.
Well, you know what, Martin?
It's the new year.
Yeah, it's a new year, new rules. Everything that happened last year doesn't count. And you know what, Martin? I think perhaps actually, maybe you haven't had it before, but you've psychically cast your mind to the future.
And you
think, oh, we've had this already, but actually you just predicted this episode. That's what's happened.
Yes.
I haven't bungled and read the same riddle again. That would never happen.
No.
Never.
No. First the salami, then the riddles. So
Martin's hot. I think you found a second career, Martin. I think you should quit your day job and become a psychic.
Full-time psychic. Yeah. That'd be a lot of predictions needed.
Get a crystal salami. And
crystal salami.
Solo.
It just look like a big dildo. Just going around. Just go around knocking on the doors of everyone in your neighbourhood. Like, would you like me to predict your future? Stroking this big crystal salami. I predict you'll feel good in 1 hour's time.
Oh, I think crystal salami Martin merch definitely.
Oh,
yes. Crystal salami. That's my new brand.
Martin's face on a crystal salami. Well, as always, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And happy 2024.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
See you soon.
See you in the future.
See you later.
Bye-bye.